Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you, Speaker. Thank you, everyone, for bearing with us. We're reporting ONCA 1873, an act providing appropriation to Osage LLC as a capital contribution in the amount of $150,000 in the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we are third reading. First bill is ONCA 1837, an act to amend 16-125, modify an appropriation to reassign $400,000 for improvements to legislative branch offices in downtown Pawtucket to the construction and construction-related costs of the building for the Osage Nation Legislative Branch and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Tillman. Congressman Tillman, how would you like to proceed?
Go open.
Yeah. You have 8 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, visitors. Bill number ONCA 1837 also, to me, has a companion bill, which is next, ONCA 18-38. These were monies that were assigned to construction of the fourth floor here at the Capitol Building, downtown Pawhuska. And Congress has made it clear that we would like to relocate to the Hill. And that's what these monies will help us do. This is monies that had been appropriated last year. And so it's not any new money. It's just money that's been sitting in a fund. And instead of redoing the fourth floor, we're going to start the process of finding ourselves a home back up on the Hill. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congressman Tillman, you have time left.
I'll wait, Mike.
Take your time. The question is, shall bill number ONCA 1837 pass?
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The bill passes. There's an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the alternate effective date passes. Bill number ONCA 1837 is referred to enrollment. Next is bill number ONCA 1838, an act to modify an appropriation to reassign $500,000 appropriated to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund from remediation of the 100 West Main building to construction and construction-related costs of a building for the Osage Nation Legislative Branch and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Tillman. Congressman Tillman, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay. Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congressman Tillman.
I'll wait my time.
Okay. The question is, shall bill number ONCA 1838 pass?
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes. Bill number ONCA 1838 is referred to enrollment. Next is Bill Number ONCA 1858, an act to provide an appropriation to the limited liability company Blue Stem Ranch LLC in the amount of $350,000 out of the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congresswoman Whitehorn, how would you like to proceed?
I'd like to close, and I believe you referenced Bill Number ONCA 1858 when you read it out as ONCA 1857.
Okay.
It was a mistake on the committee report.
Okay, thank you. Got it. I shall close.
Okay, are there any members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker, and members of Congress, Assistant Chief. I think that when we look at this bill, we have to take a step back and look at three bills that are coming before us today. A few months back, we learned of a devastating situation that was going on with our LLCs, and we've taken the time since the new members of Congress have come on, we've taken our time to do as thorough an investigation as I think is possibly in our hands to do, and this is one piece of it. Now, I know that this one is for the Blue Stem Ranch, and in this one, of course, we all want the ranch to continue to succeed and thrive as they have already, and to have, and they have, the board there has great vision of where we're going with this, but we had big decisions to make for these entities. So this bill for $350 is what we had in a compromise, and I don't want to use the word compromise in a loose term. There was a lot of investigation, a lot of reports that were reviewed, a lot of interviews that were done. There was forensic audits on the LLCs that were in dire straits, and of course that was our Osage LLC. Then we had ones to contend with, which is a basically stepping off with a new company and new development going on there. And then we had the ranch. And the limitation that we had, of course, was there's only so much money in the Economic Development Fund. So I want to thank this body for all the work that they did, all of the hours they spent with us, all of the board hours that spent with us, the very reputable company that came in and did a forensic audit for us and gave us good recommendation. And in the bottom line, there are threads of these LLCs that are viable and worth moving forward with. And it's those pieces that we are wanting to move forward today because we know they have validity in them. There's others that don't. There's been pieces of legislation that have passed in this session that are taking our steps by recommendation of the auditors, by internal conversations that we've had that I think is going to move this whole mission forward to set up our processes, our own processes, and processes within the entities, and further discussion and further consensus that there are changes that have to be made in our organizations. One of them was moving the ranch out on its own, and I think that was a great step that we made for this entity because we want to protect that land asset and the operation that goes on there. So I'm asking you all to support these three bills in total. I think that we have a good stepping off point again for us, and I see a year that we will be doing a lot of movement in there. But anyway, I appreciate it if you do support this bill. I intend to support it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members wish to speak for or against this bill? Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, guests. I appreciate the words of Congresswoman Stabler and the work of the committee. It was a tough task that we had yesterday when you have three bills asking for way in excess of what was available to them, and you have to make compromises and you have to make sacrifices, and it was tough. It's tough, but that's what we're elected to do. I was not one that was willing to compromise, obviously. It's been clear that my support has been with gaming in the Blue Stem Ranch, and it remains that way today, and I'm proud of the board. After I talked to them, I could see the disappointment in their eyes when the board was first put together. It's old news. They were promised $9 million for the next 3 years to operate the Blue Stem Ranch, an investment of $75 million from the tribe. They won't get there. It's never going to happen. They didn't get anything last year, no money. And this year we're telling them, hey, here's $350,000. Do what you can. That's an investment to me that we need to protect. We need to continue to observe the progress of this ranch, the tangible assets that are out there that we can go out and see anytime that we choose. And it's a decision from the committee, and it was the effort to get these three pieces of legislation moved out. And I appreciate the work, and I do hope the LLCs survive. But I was one that was wanting to fund the ranch completely. And we promised them X amount of dollars, and we're not going to be able to deliver, and that's my disappointment. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, this may not be exactly what the ranch board wanted, but I believe that the ranch board realized that we have limited resources and we have economic development needs in other of our LLC companies. I'm very proud of this board. I've worked closely with the old members and the new members. They're a strong board, and they have the nation's best interest at heart as far as taking care of our land and our property out there. I encouraged all boards that I deal with, since I'm on Commerce and Economic Development, that their entity is the entity that they are to take care of. That's their responsibility, and they need to know the business of what's going on in their enterprise, and they need to be solely supporting that. And when I talk to all of the board members in each one of these entities, my encouragement is to come with your ask. Come with what your company needs, and then we're going to have to figure out how best to suit that at this congressional table. I have always supported a consolidation effort of our LLC boards, with the exception of our ranch, our other enterprise LLCs. And I believe that we're working toward that. We're having very good dialogue about being able to come to a place that's going to take these business decisions of how much money there is to spread out between our enterprises out of the hands of members of Congress, and hopefully place it into the hands of the business people that run the businesses eventually. I would have liked to have given Blue Stem Ranch $1.1 million. But we didn't have enough funds to go around. I attend their meetings. Our ranch is healthy. Their checkbook is healthy right now. They're managing well. I'm sure they are disappointed. I've talked to them, but they're going to make do with what they have. And I am still determined to make sure that they get the money that they need to fully stock the ranch. That was presented to this body of Congress when we were considering the purchase of Blue Stem Ranch, which I did support. And I'm still dedicated to having every acre of that land used by Osage Nation cattle. And we will do this as we can. I think that we need to start with some prioritization between the executive branch and the Congress on how we're going to flow with our economic development moving forward into our future. So I urge your support of this $350,000 capital contribution to Blue Stem Ranch. It'll be put to good use, and I think that we're growing equity and we're investing in our asset out there. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall bill number ONCA 1858 pass?
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Dickhorst.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
No.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1858 is referred to enrollment. Next is bill number ONCA 1862, an act to authorize and appropriate $600,000 to Osage Nation Energy Services, LLC, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Congresswoman Stabler, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress, those in attendance, Assistant Principal Chief. We are freshly out of a campaign season, and all along the campaign trail for 6 months, we heard many people say we need to diversify our economy. Everyone agrees on that. The ranch is doing great things, and we sent a piece of legislation that passed unanimously through this body to start that road of diversifying our economy and setting it up for success. We got the Baker Tilly report. I was not hopeful probably a month ago, and I even said that. I think Congresswoman Stabler said, I feel like I'm talking to my mom, because I said, I don't see it. But we worked really hard, and Congresswoman Whitehorn worked really hard on a piece of legislation, and I see it coming together. And with the passage of that legislation, I see us doing what should have been done a long time ago, I think, to consolidate instead of having two LLCs and two different CEOs and two different, you know, eventually we will have one. And it's going to take 6 months or so to maybe get there. But I'm supportive of this appropriation and the next appropriation that we're going to be voting on, because I think that it is a solution to being successful in our LLC. So I would urge you to vote yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members wish to speak for or against this bill? Congresswoman Pratt.
I have to remember which one we're.
Oh, and a yes.
They're all together. All right. Sorry. I know, like you said, we're all, let's look at them collectively. Well, I was trying to decide which one to use my debate time on, because to me, the discussion took place, and I think some of us have gone over this and agree that we'd like to see them go together. I agree with many comments that have been made so far regarding, you know, diversifying our economic development. And one thing I've said to my colleagues in the last few days is we all campaign on that. I mean, I could go back and look at everybody's campaign literature, and we've all probably put it on there. We support it. We need to diversify. We need to, and we say it. And I think that we as a Congress have spent the time, we've had unfortunate situations happen, and even in the recent months, but I've seen a board, we have a startup company, we have another board claw their way out of the darkness, and they were not a part of things that have taken place. Just like I've been saying, I'm not a part of any past appropriations, and you know, we everyone likes to be like, oh, Osage LLC, and you know, that's $20 million and this and that, and I'm not going to take responsibility for all that past money because I wasn't here. And I have, since I've been on Congress, I've been on the Commerce and Economic Development Committee, and I have paid attention. There are other members who have done the same and go to board meetings and have tried to really look at things. And I think, as Congresswoman Stabler said, that that's been taking place and due diligence. And as far as, and I'm speaking about them collectively, so as far as the ranch, I voted on that ranch. And like I said, I will never apologize for voting on that ranch. There are some members of sitting around here who didn't vote on that ranch because they either weren't here yet or maybe didn't support it. But I did, so I wouldn't do anything that would jeopardize that ranch. So, because, you know, at the time we're like, oh, even when we vote for gaming, we're like, oh God, please succeed, you know, because we make really tough decisions. And so of course I want that ranch to be successful, and they are. They're doing really well, but these are different types of businesses and different ways of making money. We have some people who think we need to get out of this building we're standing in here right now, tomorrow, to have economic development, because that is what people are wanting, economic development. And so I think between these three entities, they're in good positions to move forth. And that's what I said to my colleagues, let's get it on, because it is time. We've been going uphill, 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 and there we are. And I wish all of them great success, continued success. So I believe in these appropriations. I stand by the decisions that we've made, and I wish them all great success. And I know that my colleagues will continue to monitor the situation, and we've also discussed commitment in the legislation that just passed to bring it all together and just continue to get better at growing our economic development, because every one of us campaigned on it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members wish to speak for or against this bill? Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Speaker. Members of Congress, Assistant Chiefs. I too campaigned on economic development, and at the time, 2 years ago, all we had was gaming. And today, as we move forward, pretty much the same. Nothing's really changed. We have gaming, but I see a lot of potential on the horizon other than 8A contracts. I see other things with our air park, with the campus up on the casino, things that are going to develop, things that are going to happen. There's possibilities to do things here downtown if done the right way. I would love to see some economic development in the downtown of Pawhuska. And unfortunately, we have not done that. And when you take an entity like ONES and they do their research, and they come to us and they say, I need $880,000. That's what it's going to take for us to make it. And we cut them $280,000 out of that $880,000 and say, well, here you go. And I heard a member of Congress say, if they fail, they'll lay their hat on, you underfunded us, because we came to you with a full appropriation of $880,000 and you cut it. Almost $300,000. and expect them to do the same job. Partially funded, to me, means you partially kind of believe in it and hope they do well. I wanted fully funding for the ranch. If I was on board with ONES, I would want to fully fund them for what they say they needed. But we cut it, and to me, we cut their chances to make it. So, thank you.
Any other members wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congresswoman Stabler.
I think everybody here would love to fund the ranch at their ask at 1.1. I think that we've had to understand and we've had to realize that that ONES and Osage LLC were at a critical moment in what to do with them. Yes, the comment was made about them coming back, and there's always that risk. That is business. I think with the ranch, this $350,000 actually brings them to a $5.85 million investment that we've done so far. So although yes, they were promised verbally $9 million, we want to see them get it. I think we'll get there because we will continue to fund them. These other two entities are at a critical moment where they have to make a go of it. Yes, I would love to have funded ONES at 880. We didn't have it. We determined and we made a choice as this body to only invest those funds that were secured in the Economic Development Fund so that we could keep the retained earnings at some level and keep the general fund at some level. I think that was a bold decision on our part. I think just like the ranch said, ONES said, we'll make a go of it, we'll do it. And same thing with the ranch, that's what we're getting. We're gonna make a go of it, we're gonna do it. We are making the best decisions today that we can make for our nation to move forward with this economic development. I hope the other projects come in. I hope that we do get some movement downtown, some movement with our the property projects that are going on. There is great potential here. For someone that's been here with this nation since its inception of this new government, I think we are in a tremendous moment in our history to be able to make these kinds of decisions. When we started, we had nothing, and we've grown. So I'm not gonna get emotional about that today, but I think we've made a good decision, and I appreciate you all. Thank you.
The question is, shall bill number ONCA 1862 pass?
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1862 is referred to enrollment. Next is bill number ONCA 1868, an act to appropriate the sum of $53,516 to pay the employer portion of insurance costs and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman Goodfox, how would you like to proceed?
Close.
Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Congresswoman Goodfox?
I wait my time.
The question is, shall bill number ONCA 1868 pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes.
The alternate effective date passes. Bill number ONCA 16 or 1868 is referred to enrollment. Next is bill number ONCA 1873, an act to provide an appropriation to Osage LLC as a capital contribution in the amount of $150,000. Give me just a second. I need the committee report, the latest. Let me back up. Bill number ONCA 1873, an act to provide an appropriation to Osage LLC as a capital contribution in the amount of $150,000 from the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congresswoman Whitehorn, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Speaker. Congress, Assistant Chief, guests. This is our third piece of legislation to be appropriated out of our Economic Development Fund, and we've all had a chance to get up here if we wanted to speak about it. I waited till the last piece of legislation that was coming up, and this is my first session, and it's been fun. And it's been hard. There's some hard decisions and it gets emotional. And I just want to really say that we are elected officials who have to make business decisions at this level. And there is risk involved in any decision that we make. And we knew that and we know that. I support economic development and diversifying it. And yes, we have the casino and we have the ranch. And I was a no vote for this piece of legislation in the beginning when we were just talking around the table. And with the experience that's at the table and the people that have been here a lot longer and have taken us under their wing and been willing to be open-minded. I was afforded an opportunity yesterday at the Commerce meeting to see an amazing thing happen amongst us here at the table, and I want to thank everyone for their hard work and their comments. I am a yes vote. I feel that Osage LLC needs to be in good shape and in a strong way before we go through with the consolidation that we're heading for and what is our goal. And this is a piece of legislation will help them. There was a lot of talk and has been a lot of talk by our constituents and us here. Negative talk about the LLCs in general. In my opinion, the initials LLC to our people is a four-letter word. And I was on the outside, and now I'm in here where I get to be privy to information that isn't out there for the general public. I'm 100% supporting this, and I hope that you all will too. Thank you.
you. Any other members wish to speak for or against this bill? Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. All right, I'm together now. When I talk about our nation, I get emotional.
Understood.
Regarding this money for this group, I was the same way as Congresswoman Lemon before I came on to Congress. I thought, well, this is easy enough. This one's got to go. That's the end of it. And when we got here and we started really working on what was in our hands, we discovered a couple of things. And one of the things is that they have a good contract with Tinker. And they now have a good relationship with Tinker. And that's something to hang on to, those words right there. The rest of it, the previous stuff that went on, is the stuff that had to go away. The people that were involved in that have gone away. We now have people in place who are extremely hardworking. And like I think somebody said, brought it up out of the ashes. This is the thread we hang on to. We also have a broadband agreement that's going in under one of the entities of LLC that is also showing profit. These two of these entities are showing receivables on the books. By the corrective action we took on the debt, it was something that, you know, we couldn't run away from it. It was going to be there, and it was going to have to be dealt with. So I think that that supporting this gives them the rest of the little step up that they need to stay on track and to move forward. And so I'm encouraging everyone to support it because it is a different entity than it was before in the way of management. And moving forward, they have good plans and they've taken good steps to not only bring it under control, but to continue to monitor it. So thank you.
Thank you. Any other members wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, I would like to urge you to support this piece of legislation. Chief Standing Bear and I have had many talks since I'm Chair of Commerce about how we're going to move forward with economic development. How are we going to move forward with these companies? Things haven't been pretty for us, but we got to the point that we had to resort to actions, and we had to scrape away everything that wasn't good to find out what the underlying good was left there, and we're there. We're there. It's been scraped away. We have new people on this board, people that are associated with the losses are no longer with the company, and every time I talk with Chief Standing Bear, I said we have an opportunity here. We have an opportunity to get this right for the people. And I've been looking at these RLL situation since I've been on Congress in 2012. Hasn't been pretty. There's been different ideas thrown about, executed, and done, but they haven't been successful. And I think right now what we've done is we've really examined them. We're trying to refine them somewhat. We're throwing off the bad. And I'm going to continue to view where we are today as an opportunity. This is our turn right now as a Congress and as a nation to get enterprise economic development right. And when I say enterprise economic development, I'm not referring to our gaming industry. Our gaming industry has been very successful, and I'm very proud of them. I'm talking about diversifying. So I'm dedicated as a member of Congress to continue to keep doing the kind of work we have attempted for so many years. I'm dedicated to trying to put in a better monitoring system. I think one of our problems was when we first put our LLCs out there, we kind of threw them out there and turned our back on them and said, oh, we can't bother them. Well, no, we're not supposed to tell them what to do, direct them or instruct them. But it's our duty and it's our obligation as the legislative body to review. The law says we can review what these boards do. And we need to stay on top of it. And we need to be diligent. And we need to, when we ask for expert advice, such as we've gotten from Baker Tilly, we need to take that advice and we need to apply it to our everyday actions, to our quarterly actions, where we're gathering and we're monitoring information that is allowable by law. So after this session ends, I believe that we had a really good commerce meeting, and I believe the boards and the Commerce Committee have dedicated themselves to trying to move forward to make our business enterprise structure, aside from gaming, work. And I think that we need to continue down this path. I think we need to figure out how to consolidate economic development dollars for our ranch, for our enterprises moving forward, because we can do this. We can do this. And so I urge your support of this. It's not much money, but it will help them in the work that they do there. And we have a working board right now. They've worked harder than any board I have ever observed since I've been here at the Nation. And I'm proud of the work they do, and I support them. So I urge your support of this appropriation. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall bill number ONCA 1873 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodboss.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. Bill number ONCA 1873 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date passing say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, the alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1873 is referred to enrollment. Next is resolution number ONCR 1828. Is a resolution to set the compensation allowance for the boards of the Osage Nation for fiscal years 2019 and 2020. I am the sponsor and I will reserve my time to close. Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this resolution? Congresswoman Edwards initially filed this bill, had some changes to the compensation and allowances for the boards. She decided to pull her sponsorship to this bill. We're required to set the compensation allowance every 2 years. We're at the 2 year point. I picked the bill up with a committee substitute that I introduced in committee yesterday, and I have assumed sponsorship of the bill. The compensation and allowance is the same as it has been for the last 2 years, and Osage LLC was included into the bill. I urge you to vote yes. Thank you. The question is, shall resolution number ONCR 1828 pass?
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes, the resolution passes. ONCR 1828 is referred to enrollment. Next is resolution number ONCR 1830. A resolution to honor the service and sacrifice of our nation's men and women in uniform who have been wounded or killed. Who have been wounded or killed in the line of duty protecting the freedom enjoyed by all Americans, and to acknowledge that August 7th, 2018 has officially been designated as the day in the Osage Nation to remember and recognize veterans who are recipients of the Purple Heart Medal. The sponsor is Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman Pratt, how would you like to proceed?
I will close.
Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this resolution? Seeing none, Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress. Well, I'm using this time to, I don't doubt that our nation supports this resolution, but I just wanted to take this opportunity to give some information and explain to our constituents and or anyone else what this is about. So this is a resolution in, regarding Purple Heart recipients. And the Purple Heart is the nation's oldest military medal. And George Washington presented the first medals in 1783. Today, there are approximately 600,000 living veterans who were wounded in combat and have received the medal. I just wanted to state that I am a veteran of the United States Army. I served as a Patriot Missile crew member. I've set foot on foreign soil. And I believe that our Osage people and Native people in general have a great love and respect for our veterans and always have, even during the times that our country didn't respect our veterans coming home. So I love that this is happening, and I hope that we continue to find ways to honor our veterans throughout our nation. The Purple Heart is awarded to members of the United States Armed Forces who are wounded by an instrument of war in the hands of the enemy and posthumously to the next of kin in the name of those who are killed in action or die of wounds received in action. It is specifically a combat decoration, and that's per the military order of the Purple Heart. And so this resolution dedicates August 7th, which is the National Purple Heart Day. So it will do the same and dedicate the Osage Nation as a Purple Heart community, is what this resolution is about. And in order for that to happen, the designation of a Purple Heart community is given by the state military order of the Purple Heart. And the state commander, our state commander, will make that presentation, and that's what I discussed earlier, at 1500 hours tomorrow at the chief's office. So they will be there to present. There will be recipients of the Purple Heart. And so I just, I know you will support this. As, like I said, as Osage people, we hold our veterans in high regard. We pray for them every day. And I just thank all of them. I love being around my fellow veterans. There's always great stories. I have great stories. It's just a wonderful environment to be in. But I also remember that the veterans who have received a Purple Heart, who have those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice, who have given their lives. And so within the resolution, it states veterans have paid the high price of freedom by leaving their families and communities and placing themselves in harm's way for the good of all. But many men and women in uniform have given their lives while serving in the armed forces. I know some of us have left our families, Congressman Maker. But I always like to talk to these older veterans and hear their stories. Because I, at the same time, being a younger, I'm not young, but I'm a younger veteran, but I like to remember and, you know, remind myself that this day and age, things are different. My boots are different. They're, you know, then there's our equipment was different. Those older generation of men and women, I don't dare to compare my service to theirs. But so I honor and respect these veterans, and I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall resolution number ONCR 1830 pass?
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Sabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Mayer.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes, the resolution passes. ONCR 1830 is referred to enrollment. That brings us to agenda item number 10, consideration of confirmation of appointees. Here, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to confirm Chuck Kesser to Osage Nation Energy Services LLC Board for a term of 3 years.
Okay. There's a motion and a second to confirm Chuck Kesser to Osage Nation Energy Services LLC to a term of 3 years. Was seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. Roll call vote, please.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. Mr. Chuck Hessert has been confirmed. Congresswoman Whitehorn. Oh.
An agenda? I'll make a motion to confirm Cecilia Telchi for the Osage Nation Health Authority Board for a term of 3 years.
Second.
Motion to confirm Cecilia Telchi to the Osage Nation Health Authority Board to a term of 3 years.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Abstain.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
No.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. Cecilia Telchi is confirmed. That brings us to motions and notices. Congresswoman Pratt.
I move to place the confirmation of Michael Kidder to the Gaming Commission on tomorrow's agenda. For confirmation.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second.
Well, I was going to do them one by one in case somebody wants to say.
Well, he'll be on tomorrow's agenda?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to vote.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Long day.
Long month. All of those in favor of Michael Kidder being on tomorrow's agenda for confirmation, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Okay. Congresswoman Pratt?
Well, I was going to go through the rest of them, but I mean, I just prefer to do them one by one.
That would be,
everybody
that
wants
would
to
be
give me eyeballs that they're
my
okay.
My preference as well.
All right. I move to place Galen Crum's confirmation to the Bruce Stam Ranch LLC board on tomorrow's agenda for confirmation.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
We don't have the report in front of us. I move to place Hank Hangzinger on tomorrow's agenda for confirmation to the Blue Stem Ranch LLC board.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, we'll be on tomorrow's agenda. Congresswoman Pratt.
I move to place Alex Gabin for his confirmation to the Osage Nation Foundation on tomorrow's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay. Motion passes. Congresswoman Pratt.
I move to place Gary Weil, is that my saying that right? Weil, to the Osage Nation Gaming Commission for confirmation on tomorrow's agenda.
Second. Motion and a second. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Congresswoman Pratt.
So this will be a rule suspension, but I can either ask to suspend them today or I can ask to suspend them tomorrow. So I, because Carol Cleason is still in committee and we're getting ready to go to that committee meeting, so I don't forget, I would ask to suspend the rules. I guess I'm suspending a rule and place Carol Cleason on the agenda for tomorrow for confirmation to the Gray Horse Village Committee, 5-man board.
Second.
Okay, the motion is in order. It's made by Congresswoman Pratt, seconded by Congressman Tillman. It's a rule suspension, there's no discussion. All of those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, Carol Cleason will be on tomorrow's agenda for confirmation. Any other motions and notices? I think we have some, do we have any? My agenda was stolen, so I'm kind of winging it now. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Motions and notices?
Yes, ma'am, motions and notices.
When the Commerce Committee met today, there were some unanswered questions and we wanted to get the Blue Stem Ranch Board in a meeting. I've arranged that, and the speaker has signed off for an emergency meeting tomorrow at 3 p.m., so I wanted to announce that meeting today. It might have some impact on what time we want to have session tomorrow, so we're getting that out there.
3 or 3:30?
3:30.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's what I'm thinking.
You told me earlier it was 3:30.
Yeah, 3:30.
Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just wanted to remind everyone that tomorrow is the annual staff appreciation lunch tomorrow at noon. Congressmembers, your kind donation of $20 will be greatly appreciated. 12 o'clock.
Right, that has been a tradition. We've done it at the end of every session. Our staff works their tails off for a month. And anyway, we appreciate you guys. Congresswoman Pratt.
As soon as we adjourn, we have a culture meeting right now. And also, just a reminder, I know I already said it when I wasn't supposed to, but at 3 p.m. tomorrow is the Purple Heart dedication at Chief's office.
Okay, thank you for that reminder. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Do you have some idea about what time you'd like to leave in session tomorrow? And how many more legislative bills do you have that we're expecting to be voted on? I'm counting about, in my mind, it's about 4.
It's right now.
You are 4 or 5.
Okay.
Maybe 6. Might have one introduced tomorrow. So,
motion
I would say less.
1 o'clock tomorrow.
That would be.
Motion to adjourn till 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Good.
Second.
Motion and motion by Congresswoman Good Fox to adjourn until 1 a.m. or 1 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, let's do it.
Seconded by, who seconded that?
I did.
Oh, crap.
Do I need to take it back? I'll take it back. I just need to start culture in 15 minutes, 10 minutes.
Seconded by Congresswoman Pratt. Discussion?
I just want to say that's a good time. Just remember we have the staff appreciation at noon. We might want to try to get here a little early so we can get that cleared up and start.
Appreciate staff.
That will be a lot better than it has been in the past. It's normally we're rushing around running fucking steaks and getting potatoes. And anyway. Any discussion regarding adjourning until 1 p.m. tomorrow? Seeing none, all of those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. We're adjourned.
We're going to want to try for just a few minutes.
Yes, but we have to start by 5:30.